Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me is Dr. Les Sheffield, and we are going to talk about your DNA and how it affects, or how your treatment can affect your DNA, or the other way around as well. Good day, Dr. Sheffield.
Hello.
In a recent study, it has been found out that half of Australians have experienced a mental health issue, while 67% believe that their mental health treatment could be improved.
Yes, that's right. So that it's quite common for mental health issues that people think that they are not getting ideal treatment.
Why is that? Is there...
Well, I think it's complex. There's many different mental health conditions and there's many different treatments. Some require drugs or medications, some do not. But of those that do require medications, the medications themselves take quite a few weeks to work out if they work, and not each medication is right for the individual person. So one of the ways to find out is that we have a DNA medication test that looks at the person's genes and through that tries to work out if a particular medication is the most suitable for that person or not.
The DNA testing can be done...
Well, it's done through a laboratory that I work with, and I'm involved in writing reports to interpret what the results mean, particularly in relationship to whatever drug that they are on.
So mental health issue, it's a very complex issue, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
And for many years, in your experience, there is no one drug cures all?
No, there's no, not, well, there's different, many different conditions and many different drugs that work in different ways. So that it's not straightforward, and also drugs do take a while to work, so people have to wait usually a few weeks to know if those drugs are going to work or not.
How long?
Most drugs take 3 weeks before you know if they're working or not. So a person may be on them for 3 weeks or even a couple of months, and then if they don't work, they shift, maybe go on to another drug, which also may take 3 weeks to a month to work out if they work or not. So therefore, if there's a way of testing them to see which drug would be the most suitable, that would be useful, and that's what we found with our DNA medication test. It can speed that process up to say which is the right medication for that person.
And of course, this is not just an interpretation of the DNA test. It's also a series of collaboration and coordination between medical health practitioners and experts.
Yes, we in particular have set up a system where pharmacists and doctors work together. In Australia, we've got about 500 pharmacies, and those pharmacists have had special training. So if they are involved in this testing, then both the pharmacist and the doctor gets a copy of the DNA report. So that's to the benefit of the patient, that both health professionals involved know about what the report shows and can work on getting the right medication.
Are you able to give us an idea what specifically in the DNA helps you determine which medication works or not?
Yeah, sure. But it's basically got to do with how the medications are processed in the body. If you take an antidepressant medication, for instance, it starts as a particular chemical and then it gets converted to another chemical, which usually doesn't have any antidepressant properties. And so the speed of this happening is quite important to how the drug works. So if it goes too fast, for example, then the person may not get any benefit from the drug because it's deactivated to the next chemical too quickly. If it goes too slowly, they may get too much of the antidepressant medication in their bloodstream, and that may lead to side effects. So what the DNA test does is identify how fast that processing occurs, whether it's normal, too fast, or too slow.
So it might not be the type of medication, it may also be the dosage?
Yes, it also can be the dosage. So if it is processing too slowly, then one can either reduce the dosage or change to a different type of different medication that doesn't use that particular processing pathway. They're the two things that can be done. And that we used to do that when we first started 8 years ago by first principles, but now there's some international guidelines that say if you've got this genetic finding and you're on this particular drug, then this is an official recommendation what you should do, and that's what we follow. So we would say the DNA test shows this, and then we would reproduce that international recommendation for the doctor and the pharmacist so that they could get some guidance about it. And whilst I'm doing it, I should point out that this is not a direct-to-consumer genetic test. The report goes to the doctor and the pharmacist, and then they will explain it to the patient. Once the patient has had it explained by the health professional, then they can get a copy of what the results are on our portal, the computer portal, and then therefore keep a permanent record of the results. And the good thing is that it lasts for a lifetime. The DNA doesn't change, so even you can do it for one particular drug, and in the future, if another drug is required, use the same information to determine whether the next drug is suitable or not.
But these are specific to mental health issues.
What we're talking about, because it's Psychology Week, is the application of this sort of testing for mental health issues. It does also occur, same sort of testing does apply to other areas of medicine, such as stomach acidity or medicines that stop blood clotting.
Hypertension as well?
Partly, but not very well. We have hypertension. Most of the drugs follow processing that we can't test for at the moment.
This is not like an over-the-counter test, like a pregnancy test that you can just purchase.
No, it's not. You can purchase it by going to a pharmacy, a participating pharmacy, but you have to nominate the patient's doctor as well as the pharmacy, and the pharmacist will be involved. If the doctor orders it, the doctor will order it like a normal medical test, and the person will be sent off for blood collection usually, and then they will come back. The results will come back to the doctor, who will explain it to the patient, just like a normal medical test.
So when you feel like you are still struggling with your issues, mental health issues, despite of your medication, it's good to go and see your GP first.
Yes, you should go to see your GP or one of the participating pharmacists who works together with the GP.
Thanks very much, Dr. Les Sheffield.
Thank you.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.